checking out my podcast, I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. The power of thank you. If you're confused by the title, let me just explain, okay? Open the door for somebody. When you're at a restaurant, whether you're going into work, and they don't say thank you, you feel some type of way. That's why I'm saying there's so much power in saying thank you. It's gratitude. It's showing an appreciation. Something in us loves to feel appreciated. That's why the words thank you are so big. Like, and if I was to get super, super deep, the word, like, the power of our words. In this book, The Four Agreements, which you've heard me refer to before, it really explains the power of the word. Like, and even if you read the Bible, like, it's in the beginning, there it was the word. Like, there's so much power in words. That's why I feel like there's so much power. Also, the same in music. I've worked in music my entire career, and I've been around it. I've loved it. But it's delivering a message, a sound. There's so much power to it. It's a real thing. Like, it's hard to explain. If you really, really love music, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's delivering something. You can't say that music is not a spiritual thing and it's a computer thing. Like, it could be for you, but really what music, when you're making music, you're sharing something. It's just a lot more than pressing buttons on a computer. It's a different thing. And it's the power of the word, and the words thank you is just so much. Like, your gratitude can make someone else's day. Like, you saying, hey, thank you. They're going to be like, man, oh, yeah, of course, no problem. But you just changed their tone for the day by saying thank you to them. By you showing gratitude when someone holds the door for you, like, you just made their day a little bit better. Leaving a gas station mad they spent the last bit of their money. These gas prices are crazy in Southern California right now. They're walking out the door, and you say thank you for holding the door. I appreciate it. Have a good day. You can just pause and reset somebody's day, whether that's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, afternoon, whatever. Like, I love opportunities like that. I geek out on stuff like that. I'm weird like that. Like, that's something that I really love, being able to thank somebody for something, for holding the door, for doing whatever, because, man, it's the realest. It's appreciation, you know? What are you thankful for? Like, because I'm going to tell you, like, when you start counting the things that you're thankful for, it makes it very hard to be down. It makes it hard to be angry. It makes it, you know, tough to be upset at anything. Like, thankful for my family. I'm thankful that my car works. I'm thankful that I'm not hungry right now. Like, that's just three off the top right now. Like, you could go and just say thank, like, when you're down, look at the things that you can be thankful for and say it. I've seen what it's done for me. Like, and that's why it just felt appropriate to share it here on this podcast and entitle it The Power of Thank You. There's a lot to it. Like, once we can acknowledge the things that we're thankful for, I'm thankful that I'm healthy. Like, strolling through socials? Ooh! It's amazing. Some of the things that I see, like, so just, if you don't mind me sharing right here, like, I don't do this in the comments. I'm going to just share this with you here on the podcast. But strolling through socials, here's where I get extremely thrown off when I see, like, someone who's like, yeah, I can't believe that the school is doing blah, blah, blah. That's not right with the kids, something, something. And I'm thinking in my head, like, first of all, yes, you're right. That sounds weird or off. But why are you here on Facebook? How do you have time to be here on Facebook if that's something that you should be taking up immediately with the school district? Like right now. You're right. Handle that. But you can scroll through these socials and it's like, why are you sharing this with everybody? Go fix that. Go take care of that. Yes, you're right. That's a great point you're making. Can you handle that? Can you ask for help maybe here on for somebody who knows who you should reach out to if you don't know who? Like, but be active in this. Like the things that I see as I'm scrolling and I'm like, you're not thankful for nothing. Like people are so not thankful, like, oh my gosh, this car, it's driving me crazy. It's like you have a car that runs. And if you don't like it, go and get another one. But socials have become such a space to vent. Like, yo, I am a fan of the unfollow button. I'm sorry. It's just to keep it a buck on Facebook. It's a beautiful thing. Like, you got to sometimes clean up your feed. I can't look at somebody just venting. That's too much. I have to remind myself what I'm thankful for when I'm looking at somebody else's post. Like, get out of it. Like, it happens. We're all seeing the same thing. It can be rough looking at that. Like, when you start listing the things that you have, the things that you can be thankful for, like, it's really hard to be down, like, and I really want to share that with you. I feel like we're in a different day and age, and I love that everybody is talking freely and more openly about mental health and things that they're going through and things that they're dealing with, and I really think that's how people can heal, and that's why I really felt urged to share this here on a podcast, because I've seen just the power of thank you and how much there is to that. And when you realize the things that you're thankful for, it's hard to feel any type of way. It's hard to be bummed out. Like, I can walk. There's people that can't walk. Because every time you say you're thankful for something, somebody doesn't have that. Somebody can't do that. I'm thankful I can broadcast to over 100 countries on a show when I just wanted to be a guy on the radio. I'm super thankful for that. I'm thankful for a team that I'm getting to build with here with the things that you're getting to hear and see on Chris Los Media and with the iDreams. I'm thankful for these things. So as I'm thankful for that, it's hard to be upset at the other things that are happening. They're there. Life is real. I'm not saying like life is like pleasant and you can, you know, but you got so much. So you're only thankful for, nah, man, life is real. Things happen. Bad things happen. Cars break down. People get sick. People die. It's real. I acknowledge that fully and hurt happens and all of that. But I'm just saying, don't disregard the power of thankfulness and gratitude. Like it's possible. It's impossible to be sad while you're listing the things that you have or the people that you have around you. We're just an arrogant, entitled society, which makes thank you so much more powerful as well as we're coming in to a new year. So use these words more. Thank you. You know, good looking out. And watch how things around you start to change. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Los Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time and have a great day.